or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. This is Carol Connor, and I'm Carol Connor. This is the Carol Connor Show. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that has literally written our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. And we open up our phone lines after the first break, but I'm going to give you the phone number. It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And again, the phone lines will be open after the first break. We also take email, IM messages from the newskyradio.com. And let me say that again, newskyradio.com. That's part of the psychiconair.com too. You could IM Benny. Benny will do those, give me those questions. So that's all the phone number thing. I also want to talk about some up-and-coming events. I just kind of sound discombobulated because I just came back from Ecuador and I'm still flying high from my trip. I went on a spiritual journey and I learned a lot of different things. I highly recommend people to take the time, and if you don't have the time to go to Ecuador, just even do your own inner journey. It is a really important time right now with the energy shifting so fast, the earth raising up her vibration, energy, what I call the love washes are coming down, and we can either feel them in a very proactive way and work with those energies, or otherwise a lot of people are feeling them and they're feeling very tight. And so it's important to understand what's going on, and so I'm going to be explaining it in a couple of events. We have coming up the one, and it is called The Way to Be Free. And what it is, for 1 hour, for 1 week at a time, for one full month, we are going to be doing a class, and that is from Tuesday. They start on Tuesdays, May 11th, and it is from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then it's for one full month afterwards, because studies have showed that it takes 1 month, 28 days, to make a new neural pathway in your brain, and that means a new habit. So when you want to make a new habit, to break any kind of old programming, any kind of habits, any kind of blocks to money, love, relationship, happiness, living an empowered life, this is a class for you, because you meet for once a week, and then you have homework, you have tools, and so I'll be giving you all the tools that I've gathered, that I've intuitively gathered, to the teachings that I've learned. I'm going to be offering it all to you. Take what resonates throughout the rest. And so that is called The One. And again, you could email Wendy, my assistant, at union1111@yahoo.com to sign up for that. I'm also starting a 3-month mentorship program, and that starts at the end of the month on May 25th, and that's on Tuesdays. It's 2 hours from 7:30 to 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. You could check that out, and that's every month for 3 months. And again, I'm in the middle of the 6-month program, so this is shorter, but we will be covering our true history, strengthening your and opening your intuitive abilities and your energy bodies, getting past the veil that blocks us and keeps us into old programs, activating the Holy Trinity, and all these tools. And we also have constant support with that. And this Friday we have the gathering. In the gathering, you can listen by phone or on internet, and that is from 7 to 9, and that's where you'll get updated information that I receive from my guides, my higher self, and that is, again, this coming up Friday. And if you're not available for any of these classes, just remember that all of them are, again, available on MP3s, and so everyone that joins gets an MP3 or CD or MDF file. My assistant does all that stuff. So you're able to listen to it over and over again. And I also, one more class I do want to talk about is the Twin Flame class. And that's the new relationship class. And that is on Saturday, June 12th from 3 to 5. And we will be talking about the heart chakra changes since 204, the Twin Flame love wash in 208, and the you complete me relationships versus you compliment me, and hearing the call of the Twin Flame and how it all starts within. And so we'll be covering all of that and giving you, again, tips, tools, information that you can go and continue to work with so you can strengthen your energy fields. It's all about that energetic posture that I talk about over and over and over again. And the energetic posture is what I call standing in our mastery, standing in our empowerment. And what it looks like to me energetically is where we have our feet 2 feet apart. So that means we're really grounded into the earth. And that grounding cord is so important, because we could feel like It's almost like a kite with no string if we don't have a grounding cord that is really connected to the earth. So it's like our, again, an anchor, not that holds us down. It literally grounds us into the earth so we could raise our vibration and go sideways, meaning our arms are wide open, and that meaning opening up our heart chakra, becoming and stretching our heart chakra open. And also our neck symbolically back, meaning that we're slipping out of thy will be done, my will be done, into thy will be done. It's emerging with the higher self, higher essences. And that's the energetic posture of the master that I talk about a lot when I'm doing readings, because what I like to remind people is what I'm doing in readings is reading your energy field. We have trillions of packets of information all around you, and that's what I tap into. So my intention is to read what you need to hear highest, what's highest and best for your growth at this time, and then your body just starts talking to me. It starts showing me images, it starts showing me pictures, and it leads me into what I call different tubes. Our energy field is all a bunch of tubes and balls, and so I follow the tubes that brings me to the balls. The balls hold your story as far as blocks that could be blocking your energy field. It holds even sometimes past life stuff, future stuff. All of the information is all within us. And the more we strengthen and clear our energy field, the more we're grounded, the more we have that posture of that master, the more it allows all of us to access that information. Every single one of us has the ability. It does take practice, and it is a process, but all the information, again, is around us. Just like we have the trillions of cells within our physical body, we also have those packets of information all around us. And so the more we can get within ourselves, the more we can get quiet, the more we really tune off our mental, emotional bodies, the more you can have access to that information too. In this time right now, I just did another radio show last night, and the woman was talking about Awake Now, how many people that she's working with are having a real hard time right now. They're really feeling the energy shifting right now, and they feel like they don't have an anchor, or they're in a boat with no captain at the ship. And the only one that could be a captain of the ship is ourselves. We have to be our own captain. We're directing our energy with every thought, word, and deed. So we're able to recognize, A, that we're energetic beings, and B, that we're all interconnected. We're at this time in our evolutionary process where we're rebirthing the earth. There's a renewal process going on that's affecting each and every single one of us down to our core, the deepest part of ourselves. And there's a raising up of an ancient memory that we all have way deep within us, and that's the part of our God connection that we are part of. I am that I am energy. And the more we feel connected to that, look within ourselves, the more you can start stretching sideways to have a solid balance. For years, we were taught that ascension is going up and out of our body. That's actually leaves you hanging there without, again, feeling like you're in a boat without the captain. The more we get into the posture of being in this world and not of it, being able to be very present in our body, we start directing our energy and tapping into those informational packages that are all around us and giving us. I've seen it where people learned how to play the piano and they've never played the piano before, so they obviously recovered a past life where they were a concert pianist and all of a sudden they were playing a piano. I know another person who automatically went to bed, woke up with full knowledge of homeopathy. Another person with herbs. And so what are people doing? They're cleansing and clearing enough of their wounded child, their ego, their shadow to tap empowerment messages, so the gifts that we have all within our energy field. A lot of times, especially the last 20 years, we've been talking about the wounded part of us and our stories, and now more than ever is a time for us to get beyond our stories, get beyond that mental, emotional body. They literally block us. They hold us down into that 3D reality, and that 3D reality is just screaming separation to us. And so the more we heal that, and literally heal that within your energy field, because people can have rips and tears within their energy field, the more we heal that, the more we can start hearing that inner voice, that inner heartbeat that goes through the universe, that goes right deep within us. And when you start hearing that, it literally starts getting the static out of your mind, out of your head, out of your body. And the less static, the more you feel empowered, and the more you feel like you're leading your life as an empowered person with that constant posture of the master. And I also tell people that the name of the game of life is not that something's not going to happen to you. It goes, but the name is how fast you can get yourself back into that alignment again. So it's not like we're not going to feel like we don't have the captain at the ship every once in a while. It's, again, being able to work with the tools that you have and you gather and take in what resonates with you and being able to start redirecting your energy, realigning. And, again, it's a process. It's a practice. But it's being able to live in a much more empowered life versus feeling the fear that's out there right now. It just makes everyone breathe a little bit easier. And so all of those things will be coming up as far as talked about in the up-and-coming classes. I'm very excited. Just came back from Ecuador. I still have a little bit of jet lag here. I think I drank too much coffee today. But I'm looking forward to opening up the phone lines. I'm going to give the number, 1-800-930-2819. And we'll be, I also want to give them my email. It's union1111@yahoo.com. I encourage you to sign up for the free newsletter that you get. And we'll be right back right after this break.
Did you know Greek-Gods yogurt is a much better source of calcium than milk is? One cup of yogurt contains 450 milligrams of calcium versus only 300 milligrams for the same amount of milk. Not only that, but the probiotic bacteria present in yogurt provides an ideal environment for calcium. Eat 3 servings of yogurt a day to help build and retain strong bones. For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com. E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Imagine being a chocolate lover. Now imagine a healthy chocolate. Kasai is healthy. Melt in your mouth dark Belgium chocolate that is the first of its kind with a patented cold press technology. Raw, never been cooked chocolate. It's high in antioxidants, gluten-free, lactose-free, caffeine-free, diabetic-friendly, and heart-healthy. There are no waxes and no fillers added, and is kosher and vegetarian. Are you ready to eat chocolate 3 times per day, guilt-free? For a short time only, you can buy 2 boxes and get 1 free this week. For more information, dial 877-66-SHASAI. Again, it's 877-669-6224. Check out for full product listings at mxicorp.com or lifewithchocolate.net. Don't miss this incredible offer. Good through May 15th.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm Carol O'Connor, and I'm here live with you today. And our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819, or you could IM message at psychiconair.com or newsskyradio.com, and that's the IM messages. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
We'll do. Let's now bring on Sharon. She's calling in from Lexington, North Carolina. She wants to know what her life purpose is and maybe a little more financial support. So, Sharon, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, God, I'm so excited to talk to you. Can you tell?
So life purpose?
Well, I've done so many different things in my life, from police officer to teacher to victims advocate, and now my job is teaching Spanish at a community college. It's sort of falling off, and I'm really looking for something that's going to fulfill everything that I am, the core of my being, plus have something that's going to bring financial abundance.
I lost custody of my children 2 years ago because I didn't have money for an attorney. And I know that there's other reasons for that. So I'm looking to be financially stable, but also to be healed in so many ways for myself, for my children, and for just, I think, all of humanity.
Right. Well, the biggest thing, when anyone asked me about their life purpose, the biggest thing that I was taught by my guides is that all of our life purpose, our soul purpose, is to remember who we are. And we all are divinity. We're all a piece of I am that I am. And that's, and we came down here in body suits, or body, our bodies, so zipped up in a physical body. And so as soon as we start working on really not taking that beyond the mental body, taking that beyond the emotional body, taking it beyond a concept, and that's, and really bringing it down into our heart, and so it becomes a feeling, then all of a sudden, Sharon, it's like the whole world opens up. It's like your heart opens up, and you naturally, because you're the police officer, the teacher, the teaching Spanish and having been teaching before, you have that natural teacher, helper, healer, guide in you. And so now think of over the next, what I'm seeing over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, and especially into the next 5 months, you're going through a real turning part. Your whole body is rotating to the left side in like 180 degree, and the, and it's going out 2 to 4 feet. So it's right through the emotional body. And so that's good, because that means you're clearing out things in the past, not even means past life things that could have blocked you from stepping out, because I see that there's a slight hesitation when it comes to feeling like going out in the world in a different way because of the things of the history of the financial security. And so when we start really having that strong base that I was talking about, being able to really stand strong in our core and be able to put, throw our shoulders back symbolically and our neck back, it really allows us to say, what feels light for me? And that's what I tell people over and over again. I heard my guide say that at the end of the year, is what's light for you is right for you. And to be able to live in the now, where it feels light for me right now to do this, and to not think about, it's like more, the more we can keep it simple, the more that all of a sudden synchronistic things come in, and that all of a sudden we have meet the people that bring us to the right path at the right place, and all of those things kind of happen. So what I'm watching within your energy field is a real healing on that left side. That's the divine feminine side, the ability to take in, receive opportunities, money, health, love, universal energy, and real doing deep cellular healing within your foundational energies, your first three chakras, and allow you to, again, fine-tune what you want to do. And you have the colors of that natural teacher, healer, bridger. And so, and a lot of bridger people right now are feeling an urgency, emergence kind of energy. And so, and but think of the biggest thing that's so important is that foundational energy, to feel strong in our core. Because when we feel that urgence, instead of feeling like a like emergence, like a butterfly emergent, it can feel like an urgence. And then when that we get in that urgent cycle, then all of a sudden our emotional mental bodies start going around, and then all of a sudden we're confused, and then we feel like we're on a gerbil ride. So think of this time right now, again, over the next 5 days, over the next 5 weeks, that you're clearing out, period. Literally clear out your closets, clear out your house, make it your house very clean, zen-like. You're clearing out your mind, your physical, mental, emotional bodies, and then it's going to allow you to really get into what feels light for me, and that's where I see this energy of this rainbow bridger. And the rainbow bridger is the energy that I've been watching happening over the last couple of years. And so think of you taking your police officer ability and also the teacher, and being able to help people bridge over to the new energy. So being able to teach even people that we're energetic beings is a huge thing. A lot of people don't realize that they can hear it, that their energy, but they don't do cleansing, how realizing that how it's important for us to, as important as brushing our teeth and taking a shower, it's recognizing ourselves as energetic beings. And so I'm watching you stepping into that, especially over the next 5 days, 5 weeks. And of course, it's going to bring financial stability. It all just goes together. Okay.
Oh, that would be great, because I'm living off my credit card with little money that I'm making now, and that would be perfect timing, and it would just fill me with joy to have that happen.
There you go.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Yep, work on it, and start even with cleaning your closets out, literally, because when you get that, you're literally bringing in more universal energy, okay?
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
All right, very good.
All right, thanks, Sharon, for calling in. She was making her headways over here from Lexington, North Carolina. We're going to stay over on the East Coast. We have Amala calling in, and she's calling in from Avon, Connecticut, and she's been experiencing some energy blocks there, Carrie, so maybe we can help her move through those. Amala, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hi, Carrie, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, so what's going on?
Basically, I've been through a lot of trauma especially in the last 2 years. They fractured my ankle, therefore my hip is off, and my lower back is in pain, and I just feel like I've worked so hard with the energy work and all this stuff, and I just feel like it's never ending as far as the pain, or am I moving through it? Am I going in the right direction? You know, that kind of thing.
Okay. A lot of times, paradoxically, when we start making breakthroughs, all of a sudden it looks like a lot of our world is falling apart. It's like one of the major things that happened to me is when I was going through a divorce, and it just seemed like I potentially was going to lose my home. My husband was trying to get my kids, and it just seemed like everything was falling apart. But at the same time, I was straddling this other world that was, felt like I was being born for the first time. And I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you. And think
exactly.
of the legs and ankles represent, it's that foundational energy. And that's where I was guided this morning to talk about how important it is to have that, again, that core, that master posture, because it really gives us the energy of being able to, the strength to hold our core energy, to be able to direct it. And that is a process and it is a practice. And a lot of times when people hear that, they say, geez, why aren't I getting the results? This is a lifetime thing, just like when we do diets, that it's, you just can't, if you get off and start eating, you know, you lose the 30 pounds and then you go back to old habits, then you're going to take that weight back on. So being able to understand that this is a process, it's a practice, and that this is a lifestyle change, and that your outside circumstances don't always define you as far as what's going on in the deep and the inside. And so if your outside circumstances look like it's all shaky, it doesn't necessarily define what's going on in the inside. So what I'm watching in particular over the next, I've seen the fours all over you, and when I see fours, that's going over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, of you really, it's like on the right side of your energy field in particular, so that's connection to father's side, and I'm also seeing that as the present time, and you're clearing out generational patterns where I see this crutch. And so even think of the people in the dad's side of the family of generational patterns where they stunted their own growth, or they stayed in jobs or relationships, even though that they were, I'm seeing them like in a cage, right? So you're clearing those imprints, right? And so,
right.
And even think what I'm seeing is for as far as the foot with the ankle, that part of it absolutely got your attention, but I'm watching you throw up that symbolic crutch, and especially it's working through the emotional body and mental body, and then I'm seeing you, it's like almost like a fawn standing there in the legs, and I'm also seeing like a giraffe energy coming in, and again, long legs and giraffe medicine is about being able to see, think of how tall the neck is, so it's like opening up psychic abilities and being able to see that you have that solid foundation as we're co-creating it with every thought, word, and deed. So it's a good change time, and 444s are also a sign that angels and ascended masters are around you, so know that and feel that and work with them. And especially when I see big irons coming in, that's my like an ironing board, that's one of my symbols of things starting to iron out in the 3D world. And so I would really want to encourage you to keep up the good work, and it is a process and it is a practice, and you're clearing generational patterns that go very, very deep, and and you should pat yourself on the back for that.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's why I feel, you're right on. You're right on. So things look good for May, June, that kind of thing.
Yep. Okay. I just even symbolically saw it was like a symbolic energetic constipation, and it's almost like you've had a spiritual enema. If you just excuse my language, but you just saw this whole like IV coming in, and it's like this huge block being released, especially in the bottom of the root chakra. And the root chakra is connection to our tribe, our family, our government, our society, and so that block being able to release it. Then I see you sitting on the block, and you feel comfortable on it. So then I'm watching your energy vibrate like a heart. Beat. And so that's where it's like having your own roots, realigning yourself with divine family, and recognizing ourselves as our family of origin, the people that we had, our parents in this incarnation, are part of soul group, part of the I am that I am. But when we align ourselves with our divine parents, it's like our giving birth to our divine self. And then when we feel that energy backing us up, it really allows us to stay in that posture of what I call the master, where we are backed up. But we also have to put our energy out there, because energy we put out there is equal to the energy we get back. A lot of times when people are in this process, they are almost like hoping for somebody to knock on the door and say, here's your purpose, and it's an envelope, and it's a golden envelope, and that's not the way it works, because the energy we put into projects, our desires, is the energy that we get back. So it's a real breakthrough period, and again, think of over the next 4 days, 4 weeks, and even this energy is going back the last 4 years for you, and that's what I'm seeing as far as April was a major turning point for you. So again, keep up the good work. Okay, hon?
Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
You have a beautiful day.
Okay, you too. And we're going to go to our break, and we'll be right back to the phone lines in a short bit.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that there's a direct link between smoking and back pain? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, here to share some information about smoking. Tobacco smoke contains over 4,000 chemicals, including nicotine and carbon monoxide. These chemicals constrict arteries and interfere with blood circulation, which results in oxygen and other nutrients not being properly circulated. The nerves in the spine then become weak and brittle. The good news is that once you quit smoking, proper blood flow returns. Regular chiropractic adjustments ensure that blood flow and nutrients are properly flowing to your spine and organs. For tips on how to quit smoking and how chiropractic can help, visit our website at vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Coming to Seattle for one night only, a long-awaited appearance by one of the most visionary women of the century. An Evening with Shirley MacLaine is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to explore the big questions, such as what is consciousness, what is the purpose of life, or are we alone in the universe? With a woman that isn't afraid of the answers, join Bella Spark Productions and Shirley MacLaine on Sunday, June 13th at 7 p.m. in Benna Royal Hall, Seattle. Shirley MacLaine, still feisty and fabulous after all these years. Be sure to keep listening to this show for your opportunity to win two tickets to this final event in the 2010 Extraordinary People Lecture Series in Seattle. Don't miss Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit bellaspark.com for details. BellaSpark.com.
And I'm Carrie O'Connor, taking your phone calls. And the number is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
So, Carrie, you're dealing with a little bit of jet lag from your little hiatus down to the south. And
right.
What was the most favorite part about it, real fast?
My favorite part was, I was in this hacienda that was all surrounded by mountains, and then you could even see volcanoes off, and there was llamas in the yard, and it was just really, really beautiful.
Right on.
Land, very organic.
I was trying to have you give me a picture so I could leave here fairly quickly so I can go there, you know.
There you go.
Because, you know, some people get kind of bored of the Seattle skyline,
yeah,
but,
right,
you know, once
right.
in a while, you know, I mean, today we're having a beautiful day, so. Other than that, we'll skip back to our phone lines. And they are wide open, and we have callers calling in. So we have Kim now calling in from Riverside, California. She's having a hard time accomplishing her goals, so let's see if we can help her out. Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Hi,
thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Kim?
I'm actually going back to school, but then I feel like I don't have concentration, no energy, or no drive. So now I'm going to question, am I on the right track? I just feel like I'm lost direction. I mean, a lot of direction, and I'm just hoping that I'll finish my degree.
Mm-hmm. Are you going, this is what your energy body is showing me, Kim. When I go to the right side, which is our male side, the energy that we put out to the world side, and your energy takes me really close, right, to 6 to 8 inches off that right side. And it looks almost like a fog energy, but it looks like a kind of slimy energy, too. And so that slimy, and I'm not saying your energy is slimy, but it has like a texture of, like, my kids used to play with this, the stuff called slime, and it was like the stuff that kind of went through. And that's that part, and when I'm looking, especially when it's over your ears and it goes over to the right side, think of that as connected to our emotional body big time. It also goes back, when I follow a tube down, it goes to the back of your second chakra, and the second chakra is all about creativity, one-on-one relationships, money, career. It's our birthing center. And so, and especially when I'm looking at, actually I'm seeing the last 7 months, the last 7 days, last 7 weeks. And so think of right now, Kim, over the next 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months. And especially when I see a lot of sevens, that means a very old soul to me. And so there's a part where there's the ego part of the wounded child wants to say, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so weary on this journey of separation. But you're bridging, especially from now to July, over to saying, wait a minute, who is the one that's tired? That tired part is the part of my ego or my wounded child that wants to have me stay in the emotional mental bodies because that ego part has convinced me that feels safe instead of going out to new beginnings. And so, and you're literally clearing out this process. When something is close to the body, it can literally drain us. So I really encourage you to, A, go outside a lot to nature. B, sit in front of fires, literally fires that help burn the energy, especially when I'm seeing something that has that wet texture. That means a lot of emotions, deep emotions that are coming up. And think of fire as a great cleanser, a great purifier. And used throughout history, think of they used to burn the witches to cleanse them. So being able to bring that fire element into your body, especially your third chakra. So even visualizing a fire, a flame in the third chakra is going to help burn and balance the excessive water that's happening with your body right now and really clear out that right side. Because the right side, the way I read the energy, it also goes into the energy that we're putting out to the world right now. That's what there's a sense of, again, cloudiness. And so then you have a major decision as far as going back to school. And I see your feet like in second position on a 45 degree angle going left and right. And so think of, again, over the next 7 days, next 7 hours, next 7 days, as you clear out, connect with nature, drink a lot of water, be nurture yourself, take care of yourself, because you're really releasing a lot of old stuff. When the body brings me in the back, that means past, even lifetimes, past programming. And a lot of times people forget when we're going through this process that sometimes we can really feel lost. That's what I was talking about earlier, that it's the name of the game is how fast we can get ourselves back in alignment, and not fast as in like a contest and it's like a ego thing, but fast as in nurturing ourselves, loving ourselves back into that alignment state. And so think of, because I'm watching your energy shift as I'm talking. So you're very sensitive to energy. Be mindful of your environment. If you're around negative Nelly people and just people, chatty Cathys that are just doing a lot of blah, blah, blah is what I talk. Say it's like energetic static that's in your energy field. So again, adding that softness to yourself, adding that fire connected to nature is going to really give you, it's like revving up your engine, Kim. And when you do that, and I'm also seeing you're not hydrated, you really should want to drink at least 3 to 4 liters of water a day, and that's going to really help you feel like you got you're back in the driver's seat with your energy. And as far as the school question, it's going to become crystal clear as far as going right now. And so part of it is like you're splitting between the old Kim and giving birth to the new Kim, and active labor is what you're in right now. And that active labor part can be really difficult at times, but remember the Lamaze techniques: breathe, be present, and again, connecting with nature will really help you get through it a lot easier. Okay,
so there is a possible chance that I'll be finished.
Excuse me?
Is there a chance for me to finish? Can you see if I'm able to finish?
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely. When you're starting to feel more in the driver's seat, because right now when I'm looking at your energy body, it's like not only are you in the passenger seat, but you're putting yourself in the back of a car underneath like a blanket symbolically. So that's part of the wounded child or part of the ego, or called part of the shadow, has many different names. And so that's the part, Kim, that you want to take into your heart. That's the part that you want to take in and nurture, because she is an aspect of you that's driving the energy right now. So when you take that in, it's
literally going to, I'm watching all these like candles in your chakras and the energy centers start getting lit up. And then when you get that internal fire, it helps clear the fog. It helps clear that like slime energy. That helps, imagine trying to ground down, put something in the ground when it's all slippery, right? So right now, be able to, again, be nice to yourself. Really drink a lot of water. Hydrate. Be around trees if you can. Be around water. And again, I can't emphasize fire. And even if fire is a candle that's in front of you every night or every morning, where you just really make a connection to that fire and work with that element to bring in that passion, that's going to really help accelerate. And then all of a sudden, I see your eyes look like they have like contact lens getting popped off of them. And then it feels like then I'm seeing you looking around. And so it's like a total different view than you're feeling right now. It's part of the process. And again, you can call it active labor if you want. And labor does end. I mean, and there is an end result. And that's where I'm watching your energy turn it into that. Okay?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
All right, thanks, Kim, for calling in. And leaves another line here open at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll hit up here in Seattle locally. We have Leo calling in. He's not sure if he wants to stay in America or move back to his homeland of Australia. And, you know, it's been about 30 years since he's lived here, Carrie, too. So, I mean, it's kind of a, you know, toss and turn there. It's a 50-50 chance for him, or at least that's where he's thinking. So, Leo, welcome. All right. Yeah, Leo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So what's going on, Leo?
Well, I don't know what to do with my life. I'm at a tipping point, and I'm not sure if I should stay in America or go back to Australia. Mm-hmm. And I'm sort of coming to the end of my resources financially, and the employment opportunities here are pretty slim. So I'm really kind of immobilized emotionally as to what direction to go in.
Okay. Did you just go back to Australia in January?
No.
Okay. Are you planning in June or July, too? Because this is what your energy body is telling me, from the
Jays,
from January to 2010, but actually you're even pulling it back to 2009, and in June and July of this year, you're already energetically, Leo, straddling the world. You have the left foot in the U.S., the right foot in Australia. The way I read energy, the left represents the past, and the right represents our future, our male energy, our female energy, and so when you're already showing me the energetic posture of, like, stepping forward to Australia, but I'm also noticing that it's like the left foot feels like it's stuck down here. It almost like it looks like it has nails and it's into the earth and there's like a hesitation. So when we feel that straddling energetically will absolutely drain us and get us confused and have us feel like I don't know what the heck's going on. And actually really, when I'm looking at your root chakra, it looks like almost like a corkscrew of this white energy going out. And that's our rooting energy. So we really want to get yourself grounded and almost similar to Kim as far as making sure around nature, working with fire, because when I'm looking at whatever I see a quarter as a symbol, it goes back to the whole thing of what feels light for Leo right now. And when we are able to quiet our mind down and get the static out, energetically, I'm seeing that there's like a full circle when it comes to Australia. It's almost like you came to the Americas, made a full circle, had a sense of completion, and then it's like almost finishing the unfinished business that has to do with Australia. But it feels like a short trip, too, as far as in June and July. Do you still have family there?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. It just looks like something that comes up unexpected. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing, and it gives you a taste as far as of what I... What would it feel like to be back into Australia, especially because you've been in America for 30 years? And do you have kids here?
No, I don't, no.
Okay. I'm seeing two people that are on your left side, so that represent, and they're in like the kid posture, so that could even be past relationships, two very close friends, something along those lines, that feels like there's a anchor in the U.S. here as far as... even, again, two past relationships that have to do with more of the theme, and part of the theme is the what I see is the Leo is like the right to life issues is what I call it, meaning that you have the right to not only have a good life, you have the right to have an empowered life, you have the right to be able to, I'm hearing the traveling man, so there's some people's energy that have that like traveling kind of soul kind of energy, and that's what you have, and there's like a sense of almost being in a place for too long, and now I want to have this energy of kind of like a nomadic life, but your energy field, you have a lot of yellow in it and white in it, and yellow white people can have that that signature that they can kind of move around a lot. And and are you also having dreams of Australia too?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And this is what your body's showing me. It's like dreams of Australia, like a calling home. I'm seeing your right ear going, and it's like stretching over there. And so what your whole energy body is showing me, that there's a real, again, yearning. What's interestingly is that I see a small circle, meaning that you could be going there to finish off, like, again, a sense of a soul retrieval or a sense of completion in Australia. And what I'm watching is interesting is that you might end up going somewhere else as far as, but you'll be clearly guided to go where it is. And it feels like it's in the UK or somewhere in Europe. And it comes in with a sudden surprise connection, that kind of deal. So really right now, the important thing, especially when you said the resources are refining, especially over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, into the 5 days in particular, I was like really getting into that grounding cord, realizing that pay attention to dreams, write them out. What are the themes of my dreams? What's keeping me here? What's out there? And also realizing that when we put the mind static down, what feels light for Leo right now, and that's not right. That's the word light. And go down and feel it and have that sense of, not the mental body feeling it, it's the heart feeling it, and you'll feel it, your heart will all of a sudden feel very warm, and then all of a sudden that will go down to the root chakra, and then you'll have it where you're not straddling, you'll feel symbolically be in that master posture that I have, that I talked about earlier, and you'll feel much more solid in where I'm going, instead of feeling like you're energetically already straddling, half of your body's already in Australia. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I'm afraid that if I go back there, I'll kind of ruin my credit because I have a car that I'm leasing. If I do that, it'll kind of ding my credit and make it hard to come back.
Ruin your credit?
Yes. And if I go back there, I'm not sure, you know, if I can find work. I mean, I can't sleep at night. I just so stressed out.
What I'm seeing, Leo, is that when you go back there, it's like for like a very short period, and that's why I was even asking about like a trip to go there. And it's almost like I always thought I was going to move out to California. I used to live there for a couple of years, and then I went out to California, San Diego, to realize that I wasn't going to go there. But it was a very important trip for me to go there to realize that I wasn't going to go there. So then it created a big circle in my energy fields, meaning a sense of completion, and then it also allowed me to not bend forward and can't wait to move out to California. And then it allowed me to open up, and now I'm defining where I want to live, and it's opened up to, I'm following what feels light for me. And so I'm seeing the same exact thing for you. It's like a part of, even the timing right now, it has to do with soul retrieval. It has to even do with past life things. It has to do with many things. Again, it goes to right to life issues. And then as you are able to say there's no right or wrong place that I could go, what feels light for Leo right now, and you do have that, again, energy field that I call like the have bad will travel. Everyone doesn't have that. Some people have to, you know, they put the roots down, they have to have the roots, but you have that energy field that I'm also seeing these wings flying. So it's like a first time in your life where you can feel like you can do it. And I also see, as far as the money part, it is going to work out. So if you have the opportunity to do some sort of trip there, and again, take this if this feels light for you. It's like going in there, and energetically it's more about doing a soul retrieval, and then I see you having opportunities, and then I'm watching your energy look what it looks like of the whole part of Europe. Okay?
That's interesting. I've never been to Europe. So my question, I guess, my ultimate question, I'll leave it. Let's go.
Excuse me?
If I stay here, will I be okay? Will I find work? I mean, that's my dilemma. I don't know if I can survive here financially.
I see that you would find work, and it's but it seems almost like it's almost 2 months off. Are you going between two jobs right now?
I'm
sorry, hon. We got to go to our break. We're listening to the Kara Connor Show. We're going to a break. We'll be right back right after this.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on The Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's ecloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way. Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor with you to the top of the hour. And we're just finished up with Leo. And so, Leo, you were talking about job in opportunities in the States?
Yes. I've got about 2 months of living expenses remaining, so I've got to make a decision here pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And I went back to Australia once before under similar circumstances and kind of got stuck there and then wanted to come back. So I don't know if it's just reacting to the fact that I'm panicking about my situation here and wanting to get out of this situation, or if it's actually where I should be. So I'm confused.
Right. Well, the biggest thing that I see, Leo, is that especially when anybody is straddled, it's actually interesting because I really got to think about talking to people about that energetic posture, because your posture is like that. So half of you is already, again, like I said before, over in Australia. The best thing that you could do for yourself is like energetically align yourself. Right now you're in the States, right? Think of putting Australia on what I call the shelf. It's like symbolically you're saying, I have it here. It's an opportunity for me to go there. I always have that opportunity for me to go there. And so right now I'm concentrating on being here in the States. And you had a very good point as far as I've done this before. That's when I see big circles and full circles. That means completion of life lessons, completion of patterns that we have done in the past, generational patterns. And I want to emphasize the circles are good. That means ending of a cycle into beginning a new one, right? And so as far as the job opportunities, because I'm seeing the number two coming in with you, and if you haven't been unemployed over the next, I see two jobs coming in, make a long story short, over within the next 2 weeks, next 2 months, and I'm watching you, again, it's like a thing of weighing which one do I want. And so it seems like things come in like Noah's Ark, like or feast or famine kind of deal. But the biggest thing you could do is saying, you know what, I always have Australia. Right now I'm concentrating on the States, getting my footing in the States. And then as you do that, I'm watching your whole heart open up. And when I see that symbol, it's like being able to be open and not have that fear. And then when we're in that fear, then all of a sudden we get the static. That static, then we are automatically going to go on fight or flight. You know what I mean? So it's like Australia, you could have it as a sense of, when I see the little circle, that means to me that right now, the way your energy body is showing me, if you went to Australia, it'd be like you'd have a repeat pattern of, I've already done this, I went to Australia, and I already wanted to come back. You know what I mean? And so hanging in there and being able to, I do see, again, work opportunities coming into you. And this is not 2 years away. I'm looking at the energy patterns that look like within the next 2 weeks to the next 2 months, okay?
I think it's prudent to stay here if I can get a job. That's my feeling. I should stay here. This is kind of home.
Yeah, if you, yes, exactly. Then we can do a sense of completion without having to physically go. That's what's wonderful when we start understanding ourselves as energetic beings. A lot of times we have these urges that are more of our ego or a wounded child saying, just like what you said, am I running? Am I going like what I've done before? And so, and then that's, again, and energetically, when you read the patterns, you don't have to physically go there. So it's like saying, you know what? I could feel settled here. I could put my feet down in here. I could be open to infinite possibilities. I do see you making a move, though, within the next 2 years, and it does feel like it's out of state. But this is not going to be a confusion. It's not going to be, am I doing this, am I doing that? It's going to be very crystal clear, because when I see somebody's heart get all puffed up, and it's like a, not pumped up like ego, but puffed up like as in, it just feels light for me. And then I see these cords going down. It's like feeling like very solid in your core energy and being able to say, I am very clear with this. This feels very right for me. And it's like you can almost like finally anchor in your roots. Okay, Leah?
Right. Thank you.
Okay, very good. You have a lovely day.
Yeah, Leo, thanks for calling in, and we'll head up now. Susan, she's calling in from Issaquah. She wanted to make a change in her career, so let's see what we can help her out with. Susan, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Hey. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I'm looking to maybe make a change. Actually, it's in the same career path, but there was a job that's coming up that I'm very interested in. And I wanted to see what you saw around that.
Okay. The first thing I heard, Susan, even before you started asking your question, I started hearing that song. I think it's, Benny, who is it from? It's like, just, dear near, just do it. Just do it.
Oh,
horrible,
man.
At singing.
Well, yeah, you have to give me a little more to work on that than what
like
you got there.
The dear near. You know those first guys that were like space guys?
Oh.
Anyway, the message was...
It'll come through in a minute.
Okay, good. Yep. Just do it. So, Susan, even before I heard your question, there was a part of the job opportunities coming up that you're interested in. Just go after it. Just do it. And then I'm watching the Nike commercials. So, again, that's my sign of just doing things. And also look in the past, because I'm looking at the number 5 on your left side. So, and that's on the female side, too, and the receiving side. So over the last 5 years, a lot of change. And think of this as the month of May, the month of 5. And so there's a real part where I see your energy doing almost a 360-degree turning point. And so that's a wonderful thing. So it's like a new cycle, new beginnings, and being able to feel like you can sit in what I see, the symbolic, what I call the throne of entitlement. So it's like a chair that makes us feel comfortable so we could put our roots in. So absolutely, just go for it.
Okay, I know I am going for it, and I just was hoping that it's going to come to pass.
That's the information. Absolutely. Yes, do it. When something comes in before the question's even there, that's a big green light.
Yep, big green light's what we need. And thank you, Susan, for calling in. We'll take one more caller, I think. Carrie, well, let's hit up Linda. She's calling in from Mercer Island, and she's in the middle of a separation with her husband. She wants to know what's the next move for her. So, Linda, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie. Yeah,
hi.
I can relate to the straddling between two lives right now. And I've been separated from a 20-year marriage, haven't actually moved into the divorce process yet. I don't know why I'm kind of stuck. I know that's the direction I want to go, but I feel like I'm kind of in two camps, living two lives.
Well, it's interesting because when I look at the left side of your body, you bring me back to the second chakra and the third chakra, and I see these these like white apron strings, and they go way back into the, first of all, that means the past, even like past life influences, and, but what's interesting is those strings then end up being like they tie your hands together, and I also get in, like, I feel like my throat is getting all caught up, it's like an energetic hand around your throat. And so I'd really work with your throat chakra and your second chakra, because I'm even having trouble with coughing. I mean, talking, and that means that when I see a symbolic hand around the throat, that's it. Disconnecting the flow of energy, universal energy, from the head to the heart. And so it's like not having oxygen, so that will lead us to confusion, and it will split our energy. And so being able to connect the head and the heart, and part of the, when I see the apron strings, I see a little girl, which is you behind it, and there's a part of going out in the cold world. It's like I'm feeling like a Cinderella scene as far as feeling like
with all cupboards and like there's a real, even think of past lives of poverty and having to go through phantom time. So think of this is a perfect opportunity, Linda, to say, okay, that was in the past. I'm bringing myself into the now, and I'm being able to like throw off the apron is what I'm seeing. Then I see you standing in this beautiful, almost like shimmering evening gown, but that's what I also see as standing in your core energy. When people get all shimmery to me, that's their core strength. That's your higher essence. And the more you stand in that, the more you're going to feel like it's very obviously energetically. You're already putting your husband over to the left side, so that represents to me in the past. And so being able to do it in the 3D world, and especially from now to June, is what I'm seeing. Like the rocking horse going back and forth. It's like think of the little child that's again hiding in the corner. That's aspects of you that is that's keeping you in that divided camp. And I'm seeing you just like getting tired, saying, "I've done with this rocking horse. It's not fun anymore. The rocking back and forth is not." It's like the fears that are underneath that are keeping the pattern of being divided outweighs the sense of when you get that lightness and that freedom, then the fears start to diminish. And then that little child isn't in the driver's seat of having to have the divided camps anymore, because she feels free is what I'm seeing. I'm watching like the energy of Phoenix through the fire, or butterflies going through transformation, and all of those are good symbols of rebirth, Linda, and that's what we're doing energetically, all of us, through the collective consciousness. We're going through a rebirthing process, and so it's hitting a lot of people individually. So keep up the good work, and
thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. And you're listening to the Kara Connor Show, and I will be back with you next week, and may you align with the divine.